It is time once again for Cinema Chat. While David Fair is away from the station, that's me, Michael Jewett, 89.1 Jazz host. Happy and thrilled to be sitting in for David, and always happy and thrilled to be speaking with our friend, the president and executive director of the Michigan Theater Foundation and the illuminator of all things cinema related. Hello, Russ Collins.
Hello, Michael Jewett. Well, everyone on WEMU knows that you are a jazz and blues and general music maven, lover, and scholar. But I know you also as a movie enthusiast, and you've got some news right at the top here that involves all of that, jazz, blues, and movies.
Yes, indeed. Thrilled to hear just the past couple of days that the acclaimed actor Wendell Pierce announced that a long-delayed biopic on blues legend, blues icon B.B. King, with Wendell Pierce starring as B.B. King, is moving forward. Yes, the film is, I believe, officially titled The Thrill Is On. Okay, the thrill, not The Thrill Is Gone, but The Thrill Is On. Wendell Pierce, best known for his portrayal of police detective Bunk Moreland in The Wire, and also previously played a musician on another HBO series, Treme. I think most of his film credits would be film credits or more smaller independent films and whatnot. So this is a big high-profile thing for a fantastic actor and activist. And this is a real passion project for him. So we're looking forward to that. Wendell Pierce is B.B. King, and The Thrill Is On, just pre-production. So something to look forward to down the line. But more to the moment... we can go see a movie in a theater. A revolutionary idea, amazing idea. So, yes, so the big news on that front,
We're very excited. This is the third weekend we are going to be open, and so we're very, very excited. And we've had a very good response so far. We've put a lot of thoughtful safety precautions and protocols in so that people enjoy going to the movies and feel safe. We require folks to wear masks. We've made alterations to our ventilation system to bring in a tremendous amount of fresh air, which also helps. We take everybody's temperature when they come to the building. We've restricted the seating capacity to 20% of the theater's capacity. Mm-hmm. There's no-touch ticketing. We have a special computerized ticketing program that allows you to sit together. So if you come with your husband or wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, if you come with a family or a pod, you can sit together. But then all the seats around you are cleared out so that the social distancing happens. And we're not selling concessions so that you can eat them during the movie. Again, to encourage people to keep their masks on. But we will sell that fresh, wonderful popcorn as folks are leaving the theater if you're interested in doing that.
Now, as someone who usually goes, who often goes to movies alone, I'm good. They'll just put me away from, you know, anyone that's got a, you know, as a group or a date, I'll just be, you know, six seats away as opposed to 6 feet, something like that. Yeah,
absolutely.
I
and
gotcha.
You can buy your tickets in advance and pick the seat that you want. And, you know, whatever seat's available, you get to pick. And then it clears out the seats all around where you're going to sit. So no matter the size of your party, 1, 2, 3, 4, we'll get you social distanced. And it makes for a very comfortable experience. So,
fantastic.
And the joy of being in a theater with people, seeing something on a big screen, being out of the house. I mean, that's really why people go to the movies. It's the same reason that they go out to dinner. It's not that you can't watch something at home on your TV. Of course you can. You've been able to do that for 70 years. But it's really, you know, the idea of going out. Now, not everybody's comfortable going out. We hope a lot of people are. We're still doing our virtual cinema, but we're really happy to have a what I think are a great set of films. We're anticipating Halloween. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But tonight at 7 o'clock on Thursday at 7 o'clock, we've got a special spooky edition of our virtual movie trivia. So tune into that on our website, michtheater.org. Nick Alderink is going to lead that, and he does a great, great job with movie trivia, and it's always a lot of fun. So check that out tonight at 7 o'clock on our website. And then starting tomorrow, Friday, you can be at the State and Michigan Theater. At the State, we're opening Tenet, which is the Christopher Nolan thriller that stars David Washington. who's a great, great actor, but he's also Denzel Washington's son. So right. That's a pretty good
and a fantastic talent in his own right. Yeah,
absolutely. And Robert Pattinson, Michael Caine, Kenneth Branagh, Elizabeth Debicki. It's got a great cast. It's a really, really interesting premise.
I gotta tell you, this is the film that was like on my list of things that I was really, really, really looking forward to, and I cannot wait to see it coming up soon. And I gotta tell you, Elizabeth Debicki is on my list of, you know, talents of our time, you know, talents that have emerged in the last decade or so. So she's almost on my, you know, I'm going to go see her in just about anything list. And, you know, this is Nolan and, you know, highly acclaimed film. Yeah, really looking forward to this. And I've really been, I know it's, you know, open some places and whatnot. I've been really careful not to read a single thing about it because I don't want it to be spoiled or whatnot. But yeah, this sounds very, very exciting. So a lot of emerging talents and, you know, it's Christopher Nolan who's, you know, done something like this before. And yeah, so.
Yeah. Extremely clever. And it plays with time. And the reviews on it have been positive. They praise it for the performances, the production mm-hmm. values, yeah. the visuals. And it hangs together despite it having a very complicated plot right, with going right. back and forth in time. The David Washington character ends up being able to manipulate time, which can create some degree of plot confusion, but it also adds to the mystery and spectacle of it. So Tenet is playing this weekend. We're bringing back the personal history of David Copperfield Friday through Sunday. So go check that out. It's Charles Dickens' semi-autobiographical masterpiece. And it's a really great movie version done by Armando Iannucci, who did The Death of Stalin. He directed it and put the screenplay together. Yeah. And Dev Patel plays David Copperfield. It's got a really interesting cast. It's very, very funny. It's very elliptical, as you would expect it to be to fit with Charles Dickens' story. And I really enjoyed it. And Deb, my wife, really enjoyed it as well. So the personal history of David Copperfield, we're bringing it back. This will be your last chance to see it on the big screen. And then Bill Murray is in a Sofia Coppola film, On the Rocks, which is actually a lot of fun. It stars Rashida Johnson and Marlon Wayans and Rashida Jones.
What an interesting cast, and helmed by Sofia Coppola, yeah.
Yeah, Rashida Jones and Marlon Wayans' characters are married, Bill Murray is Rashida Jones' character's father. And, you know, they've been in a marriage for a while, and, you know, they're a successful couple. Things start to happen, and you know, daughter calls up father, and it becomes a father-daughter adventure. And Bill Murray is perfect in this role. Rashida Jones is great, as is Marlon Wayans. And On the Rocks is a charming romantic comedy. So go check that out. And Sofia Coppola is a very compelling director, and that's great. And then a music documentary that we've got playing on Friday. We actually played it on Tuesday, but we're playing it one more time on Friday. Is Harry Chapin, When in Doubt, Do Something. And this is a loving documentary about the singer-songwriter Harry Chapin, probably best known for Taxi, Cats in the Cradle, Circle, and Remember When the Music. But he was also a social activist that did a lot of work with food needs and a really amazing musician, had a big impact on a singer-songwriter kind of music in the 70s. And the documentary features not only his brothers, Tom and Steve, but Billy Joel, Pete Seeger, Kenny Rogers, Robert Land from Chicago, Daryl DMC McDaniels, Pat Benatar, Bob Geldof, Ken Cragen.
What an interesting list of people, you know, willing to, you know, wanting to comment on the life and music of Harry. You know, you would think Harry Chapin is, you know, singer-songwriter, guy with a guitar, whatnot, but you're seeing people from, you know, like the worlds of hip-hop and
yeah,
you know, kind of
exactly.
like almost like a metal background, a big stadium rock background, that all were moved by Harry Chapin. I love that music has that kind of impact, and you get a comment from contribution from someone you may not necessarily expect.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then next Tuesday, we're showing John Lewis' Good Trouble, which is this excellent documentary on the social activist, civil rights leader, and congressman John Lewis, who recently passed away. We've been playing this virtually for a long time, but it's well worth seeing on the big screen. In memory of John Lewis, in memory of all of the great things that he did, And as a tribute to an amazing, amazing person, you have to see John Lewis in Good Trouble. Coming up Halloween week, so next week we've got Psycho and Beetlejuice and Halloween and Nosferatu. This is the classic thing
mix
that we do. Absolutely, with live musical accompaniment. This is a silent film from 1922. For the kids and families, we have Hocus Pocus on Halloween Day. And then after Halloween, we've got The Nightmare Before Christmas because, of course, everyone starts thinking about Christmas right after Halloween.
Well done, so. Well done. A big, broad, fantastic list of things to do, still happenings online, but of course, you know, at the theaters and with all sorts of precautions and whatnot in place. I'm looking forward to this, and I'll get back to you on a back channel about Tenet because I can hardly wait to see it in a theater. Cinema Chat, production here at WEMU. Michael Jewett in for David Fair this week, and of course with Russ Collins of the Michigan Theater. Stay safe, stay healthy, and all that good stuff.
You too, and it's always good to be on the phone with a true movie lover. So enjoy, and we'll see you at the movies.
All righty. Cinema Chat here on 89.1 WEMU.